This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Daryl Ryder on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hello, Daryl.
It's not the first time he snapped this season.
What's your initial response to all this? Go ahead.
I mean, just one of the most disgusting displays of a sporting event I've ever covered. It's a shame. Because no one's talking about the fact that the Browns picked up probably their biggest win in a long, long time in the division. And I kind of agree with what a lot of players said in that locker room last night. Feels like they lost a football game. So it's unfortunate, but this is what's going to dominate the conversation, and this is what's going to dominate the headlines, here in the near future.
It's upsetting, Daryl, because it does seem that, with the exception of the Baltimore Ravens game, we really just haven't had a chance to have a lot of fun this year.
Yep. No. This was supposed to be an incredibly fun year, and it's been miserable. It really has. I mean, it's miserable covering this team, to be quite honest with you. I'm still processing what happened last night. I'd never seen anything like it. But like I said, this isn't the first time Myles Garrett has snapped. Remember in week one, he had the personal foul, shoved the player, punched a player in the helmet. Week two, multiple late hit fouls that he got fined for. And then last night, and I don't know what has happened to Myles Garrett this year, but that's what I saw last night is not the player I've been covering since he was picked number one in the 2018 NFL draft. And that is by no means am I, making an excuse for Myles or trying to take it easy on him. But I'm stunned that Myles did that last night.
All right, Daryl, I want to do the blame pie. We always have fun with the blame pie. And I started out by saying, why is Myles Garrett even on the field? Of course, I never would have even said that if just it would have been a normal play. Would have never thought of it. So I wondered if I was reaching. Then I wondered, well, why is Mike Tomlin still running plays? This game is over. It was a chippy game. The receivers were getting carted off. So it was rough all the way around. Then right. We see that Myles gets a sack. I don't know, is he stat chasing or is he just being a football player? And right. The way he kind of lifts him and puts him down, obviously, Rudolph didn't like that. Ken brought up the sack that was before that that already had ticked him off.
Daryl, I think going back and watching that again this morning before the show, I thought that the sack before is what gave Mason Rudolph the red ass. Because I watching that play over and over again and watching it in real time, there was a bit of a delay. Mason Rudolph gives the ball off to the guy in the backfield. It's just a little dump pass swing out of the backfield.
Right.
I don't think Myles saw it. And so there's a delay where Myles is rolling because I don't think he wants to get fined or get flagged, and he brings right. Mason Rudolph down, and I think Mason Rudolph is frustrated, and then everything else ensues where he tries to rip his helmet off, and then we know what happened afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, Mason Rudolph is not an innocent party in this. However, nothing justifies what Myles Garrett did last night. That's for sure. So, for Rudolph to call it Bush League or whatever, I get to a degree he's entitled to say something like that after what happened to him. However, let's not pretend that Mason Rudolph is a 100% non-provoking, innocent bystander in this whole thing. I mean, he did try and rip Myles Garrett's helmet off while the two were on the ground. A foot of his landed in the groin, whether it was intentional, whether he was just trying to get Garrett off of him, whatever. That's also visible on the film when you review it. And then, of course, Myles then loses all of his faculties and then, rips Rudolph's helmet off and, as we saw, hit him upside the head with it. So, Rudolph's not innocent in this, but what Garrett did was unconscionable, and I don't want to speculate, but it would not shock me if we do not see Myles Garrett in a Browns uniform on a football field for the remainder of the season.
Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, joined us on the hotline. How did you feel about the reaction by Baker Mayfield on the field with Aaron Andrews right after the game? I thought, for me, that was as mature as I've ever seen Baker, but I'm seeing some fans go, how you selling out your teammate? How you doing that? So where do you fall?
Well, because you got people that thought it was awesome what Myles Garrett did last night. And, you know, after, 20 years of losing to the Steelers, that, you know, Mason Rudolph deserved that last night, that is an astonishing concept to me as well. But
well, Darryl, there's a little bit of this now where I can kind of understand where a fan's coming from only from the thought of this. It was over the line. I'm not saying it was over the line. It's not a defense of Myles, all right? But we remember the Thursday night game where Colt McCoy was knocked into 2019.
Yeah.
We remember Mohamed Massaquah, basically his career, you know, for all intents and purposes, as a usable wide receiver ending. We remember all the times where, and I remember taking the calls those nights, Darryl, where people go, why aren't any Browns players sticking up for Colt McCoy? Why aren't any Browns players fighting for the... There was so much anger and frustration over that time that, some people, and I could see where they're coming from, felt, wow, you know, finally some guy sticks up for the Browns. Some guy finally goes after the Pittsburgh Steelers in this case.
Yeah, I just think, again, there's just justification for it. I'm sorry. There is none whatsoever. I don't care how many times the Browns have lost. I don't care how many personal fouls over the years that did not get called. There's no justification for ripping someone's helmet off. Listen, Myles Garrett is very lucky this morning that he did not hit Mason Rudolph with another area of the helmet. Apparently, he hit him with the softest part of the helmet, the back where there's a bunch of padding. I really don't think that I'm overdramatizing. He could have killed him. Myles Garrett's strong enough with the direct blow to Mason Rudolph's head. Myles Garrett could have killed him or put him in a coma last night. So Garrett should thank his lucky stars that nothing bad happened to Mason Rudolph as a result of him hitting him in the head with his helmet.
What'd you think of Myles' reaction afterwards? I thought he was, I won't go so far as contrite. I think he realized what a bad situation it was, but there wasn't exactly an apology there for Mason Rudolph. I don't think he really feels bad about the fact that was Rudolph on the other end of that.
Yeah, I mean, the one comment where he said that I don't think this overshadows our win or something like that, that made me roll my eyes a little bit. Of course, it overshadows everything. Nobody's talking about, like Freddie Kitchens said it in his press conferences, he started to really get animated and fired up about, you know, what had just taken place, that, you know, no one's talking about how well Baker played or Nick Chubb going over 1,000 yards or, you know, Kareem Hunt's contribution, Odell's contribution, Joe Schobert's 2 interceptions, you know, the fact that the defense just absolutely manhandled the Steelers last night. Just all we're talking about is, you know, the ramifications of what Myles Garrett did. And it truer statement could not have been said by the head coach of this football team, but this is one of the most undisciplined, emotional, most penalized teams in the league, and they lose their cool. And, you know, Myles Garrett lost his last night, and again, I am anticipating that the league is going to come down extremely hard on Garrett. You know, it's not going to surprise me if he doesn't get to play again in 2019. And in that, Myles Garrett hurt the Cleveland Browns, because I just find it extremely difficult that this team is going to go on some kind of historic run here in the second half of the season without having one of their best players on the field. I don't see that happening.
Always dangerous. Darryl Ryder joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I think you're right. I think it's magnified because it's a Thursday night game. It's the only game going on. You have a Friday. You have a whole new cycle here. I think this is going to be talked about by non-sports shows, and that's going to cause the NFL to come down a little bit harder. Hopefully they wait and see what happens, but obviously it's a big deal, and I think you're right. It'll probably be till the Mike Pereira guessed it would be 4 games, I hope, but I think it'll probably be till the end of the season. Darryl, I find it hard, though, and we just had a caller right before you about kind of putting it on Freddie. there's a lot of things I can put on Freddie, and penalties and everything. You just spoke to it. They've been undisciplined. That's true. But it's uncharacteristic for Miles. I just can't put that at the doorstep of Freddie Kitchens, can I?
No, I can't put Myles Garrett's actions last night on the doorstep of Freddie Kitchens.
I can put plenty
Kitchens,
of other things. The other correct. Penalties and everything
the,
like
the
that.
The penalties, right. The undisciplined thing, the emotion, the lack of emotional control for the team. I mean, we haven't even mentioned Demarius Randle's kill shot made a guy bleed from his ear and gave him a concussion. And I'm not saying that was intentional, but again, it just, you know, they concussed multiple players last night. And again, not saying that aspect's was intentional. It's an unfortunate part of the game that it happens. But Demarius got thrown out last night. That came from New York City too. So that's another little underlying storyline here that we'll have to follow, because I think there's a chance Demarius Randle could be facing a suspension too.
Daryl Ryder joining us. Actual game, we only have you for a few seconds, and that's a shame because it is a win over the Steelers overall against a pretty good defense. What'd you think of that performance?
I mean, aside from the final 8 seconds, I thought it was magnificent for the most part. Offense, unfortunately, didn't cash in as many opportunities as they had, but the bottom line is they got the job done. They were able to answer late when Pittsburgh got within 7. I thought Nick Chubb was sensational, considering how difficult it was to actually run that ball last night. I thought Chubb was really, really good. Kareem again, it seems to be that's going to be his role. He's going to be basically another receiver on this team for the most part. I thought he was good. So, and defensively, they were great. I mean, Mason Rudolph does not look like a competent NFL quarterback, but that defense, 4 sacks, 4 interceptions. Joe Schobert had 2 of them, probably his best game ever as a Cleveland Brown. Shame that we didn't talk much about it this morning.
What went down with Antonio Callaway?
He violated their trust to 1 too many times, and they're done. How many more chances does the guy get?
We're hearing different rumors here. What is there? Can we speak to any of these yet?
The drug suspension's real.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. You're responsible for what you put in your body, okay? And just like getting to where you need to be late, we all know what excuses are, right?
Yeah.
So. Yeah, that's all that is to me.
It's like back when I used to come home and say, oh, it was a contact buzz, Mom. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
All right. Daryl, I thank you very much for the time, buddy. All the very best to you. Enjoy the weekend off. I'm sure we'll have plenty to talk about coming up next week.
Yes, we will. Have a great weekend, guys.
You too, buddy. The great Daryl Ryder joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Read him, 923thefan.com, one half of the Sports Beat podcast with him and James Rapine. Very active on Twitter, James Rapine. Go ahead and follow him on Twitter as well. 216-578-0092. You know, when we break this down, I think we got to get back to the leadership of Baker here, because Baker admitted something in a pregame interview yesterday. I believe a separate piece from Fox, Anthony, where he said they thought it was going to be a little easier this year than what it was. And then when I hear Baker in the postgame, you know, some people are a little bit upset. You need that leadership, because the only way that they're going to continue with this, you have a 2-game winning streak now in a short amount of time, and we should be over the moon right now. And it feels like there is a huge challenge ahead, and you have to put it on his shoulders, because it doesn't look like you're going to get Myles Garrett back anytime soon.
Well, I wonder how they react to all of this. You know, if they are they all of a sudden going to use this as a big-time teaching moment? I mean, Freddie was incensed afterwards. He's upset. He's trying to be a head coach, and he's got players going rogue and doing things like this where people are trying to connect the dots to Freddie and saying this is Freddie's fault that they're so undisciplined.
I just can't put this on him. Not this incident.
Believe me,
I can't.
I've put a lot on Freddie. I don't know how you put that on Freddie. I don't. And so the other aspect of this is, where does this team go from here? Because they went from the lovable Browns the last 8 games of last year.
America's team.
Everybody was talking about them. You know what? The Galaxy's team. That's what I say, Ken. And now this year, they're like the most hated team. They're like the Bengals when they were doing the cheap shots. And that team ended up collapsing. Will this team collapse from all that pressure and all that hatred? Or will they use it as fuel? Will they be a smarter team? Will they be a more even-keel team going forward? I don't know, and that's up to them.
You guys and the challenge ahead for Baker next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.